An oldie but a goodie. It tastes so good. I mean, for fuck's sake. We'll tell you right now, nachos taste so fucking good. Like, I wish I had a plate right now. They're just that good. But the problem is with only thinking about it tasting good is you're not giving equal airtime to anything else. Nothing else. And yes, it is true that nachos taste amazing. It's true. They taste so good. What's also true is that I can stop when I'm ready. What's also true is more nachos doesn't make it taste better. It's just eating more nachos. I try to remind myself of that all the time. When I'm eating something that's delicious, like I love me some pop chips. And guys, I don't mean the single serve bag. Like when we buy pop chips, we buy the big ass bag. And most of the time, guess what Kareem wants to do? I want to eat all five servings that are in that bag. And I'm telling myself, ooh, they taste so good. They taste so good. But I also tell myself when I'm having them, like I allow myself to have that thought. It's going to come up anyway. I'm not going to argue with it and I'm not going to fight with it. But I'm also going to tell myself stuff like, and you can have some more tomorrow with your salad if you stop eating right now. Like you'll get to have it twice. Like I tell myself stuff like that, like you can have more. We can just go get more. Ooh, you really like this? Let's just keep planning it. I tell myself those things. That's really important. You know what that does? It creates safety around food. It creates comfort in yourself. It allows for the feeling of control to populate. It lets you open up to possibility. Now, some of you will sit there and be like, yeah, Kareem, but I'm eating the bad stuff. So what? Don't talk yourself into overeating it and then pretend you're going to restrict yourself and no longer have it. That's some bullshit. Let's get to where we feel safe and comfortable around all of our favorite foods and get to where we know we can plan them whenever we want them and we can eat them in a way that works, because that is how I teach you weight loss. For some of you, you're going to have to stop arguing with me and saying like, no. I want to do it the asshole way. Like, I get you want a happy land where you're all sitting over there eating whatever you want, stopping at enough, confidently, loving your life and stuff. That's not me. I really want the plan where I have to sit around and deprive myself and binge, feel bad, feel terrible, get a coaching call, figure out, self-coach, what's going on. I want that plan. That's the plan some of you are working right now because you're so determined that you can't have what you want and lose weight. You can. The problem is right now, you're not having what you want. You're overeating for fear you can't have it. Very big difference. Don't tell me you're overweight because of donuts. Ain't nobody in here overweight over donuts and Twinkies and ice cream and nachos and beer and wine. None of that is making us overweight. What's making us overweight is thinking we need them or that we can't have them or fuck it eating and not managing our mind, not learning how to have them with true enjoyment. That's what's causing weight, not the foods. Roz, chocolate is included in that list. I'm not a chocolate fan. Y'all ever notice I never mention chocolate because I actually don't even like chocolate. Like I can do chocolate in little drips. Like I like chocolate chip ice cream. I like a blondie because it has chocolate chips in it. But I'm more of a, well, number one, I'm a savory girl. Like if I'm like, I'm almost always talking to y'all about nachos and chips and french fries and things like that. But if I am going to go sweet, it's always a blondie. It better be a blondie. And by the way, everybody, yesterday was National Blondie Day. Someone posted in the Facebook group and I was like, what? Didn't know that was a thing. So if it tastes so good, remind yourself of the long-term feelings. That's another thing. One of the things I tell myself often is like, so I'm like, let's say Corinne's just, ooh, we're in the pop chips right now. Like the ones that are, it's the cheddar ones or the sour cream and cheddar ones, best ones. So I'm in it to win it. And I'm eating it and I hear myself thinking, let's just finish the bag. These taste so good. We'll just get them finished and then we won't have to think about them tomorrow and we can just eat the salads and be healthy all day tomorrow. That'll be great. And it always sounds like a good idea. I'm just going to tell you, sounds perfect. And then I remind myself, the first thing I do is I say, yeah, but if I don't eat all of them, then tomorrow when I have a salad, I can have some pop chips with it because I'll have some left and that'll be good. And I will look forward to that. And then I say, and you know what else? Tomorrow morning, I'm not going to like that I have to spend the entire day not having pop chips. Like, it feels really good right now and it seems exciting, but I bet if I stop eating and I let the urge pass in about 3 minutes, I'll be really glad I stopped. That part of me will start taking over. And then that part of me can start looking forward to pop chips tomorrow. That's how I work through this stuff.